This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Well, some good news for our region economically has come out in the last 24 hours. I'm talking about a statement from Glencore where they've revealed how much of an impact the money they've spent has had here in the Hunter Valley. So the first line of the media release says, Glencore's coal operations in the Hunter region have made a direct economic contribution of $3.6 billion in 2021. Wow, that's a lot of money. And there's more. And to find out that more, Cass McCarthy, who is from Glencore, joins me. Cass, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good to speak with you.
Likewise. So, geez, I'd love to have your bank manager.
It's a good number, and we're very proud of the economic contribution that we're making in the Hunter Valley.
So what does this equate to as far as jobs?
So in the Hunter region, our business employs about 5,500 people directly. So a majority of those employees are living and working in that Hunter region as well.
I suppose to play devil's advocate, this economic contribution report that has been compiled by Ernst & Young, you don't get much more professional than those guys. Is this, a bit of a PR thing, or is it more, does this go more to inform how much you guys actually put into the community?
Oh, Darren, it's definitely the latter. We've been doing this for a couple of years now. We commissioned EY, as you mentioned, to do the report, and involved compiling all our financial and economic data from across our 25 mining operations in Australia. But really, the aim of the report is to show in a little bit more detail our direct and indirect economic contribution in the local regions, as well as at a national level.
Now, most of those are direct jobs there for people working in the Singleton Shire?
Yes, a lot of them are definitely in the Singleton Shire, that's right.
Okay, now what about as far as the off spin on money spent on goods and services and how many businesses that has an impact on?
So the information in the report shows that our Hunter operations spent about $1.8 billion on goods and services from around 1,200 businesses, and a lot of those businesses are local. Our suppliers range from big names like Orica and Westrack through to regional businesses that do crane hire like Bowers Heavy Haulage or scaffolding and painting. So there's a full range.
And is it the approach that you always try and, invest locally before you go outside the region?
That's definitely our priority. So where we have to bring in big equipment from, like, say, a Westrack, we definitely try and prioritise the servicing and maintenance of that equipment on an ongoing basis from our local businesses in the region.
Now, the question occurs to me that if you're investing so much money, you must pay a fair bit of tax.
We certainly do pay our fair share, and in 2021, we paid $900 million in royalties and taxes to the New South Wales and Australian government from our Hunter Valley region operations.
Wow. Now, also, there's a number of community partnerships, and I've talked about some of those on air here before since joining 981 2&M. You guys really, like, how many organisations do you partner with?
So we currently, I think last year we partnered with over 100 community organisations in the Hunter. We're really proud to roll up our sleeves and to get involved in the community and to support the community. We've got partnerships from everything from helicopter rescue services through to neighbourhood centres and the RSPCA. So we're really happy to get involved.
And speaking of partnerships, the work you guys have done, your staff have done in Broke as a result of the flood in recent weeks has been absolutely amazing. And I spoke to your Bulga Coal site manager, Dave, only about that last week.
Yeah, Dave Foster and the team from Bulga are doing a really great job. We're really proud of the work that they're doing and their preparedness to roll up their sleeves and get involved in the community, particularly when the local community is struggling from the recent floods. And that's ongoing work we're doing.
And Cass, the final question, what does the future hold for Glencore in the Hunter Valley?
So we're really optimistic about the future in the Hunter Valley and in Australia more broadly. We've got a world-class coal business, a large portion of which, as you know, is in the Hunter Valley. We like to consider ourselves as responsible operators. And for us, that means protecting our people, respecting the environment and being valued by the community. We think we play an important role in contributing not only to the local community, but to the state and the nation in general. And so we're going to keep doing our thing.
Cass, thank you very much for joining me on Hunter Valley Today.
Thanks, Darren.
That was Cass McCarthy from Glencore on Hunter Valley Today, 981 2NM.